Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I know You are God, but honestly, I'm not sure I have any sense of You, or anything good for that matter. Yet, I will mouth these words. I say that You are God, and I am not. You know all things, and I do not. You have all answers, and I do not. Is it possible that I can find hope in praising You? Is it possible You can help me change for the better in my very soul by praising You? I'll have to say that out of hope that You will help. Your Bible is full of stories of people who have been hurt, who have lost loved ones, who have seen terrible tragedies, and they chose to praise You. And they became stronger. And they learned through all of it. And You drew close to them. And they found You in ways that maybe they wouldn't have been able to find You had they not had to suffer like this. God, I will choose to praise You now because You are God. You know more than me. You are wiser than me. You understand all of this more than me. You're the one who designed life. And You're the one who determined that each person will live and will die. And it hurts when someone dies. But God, even still, I will praise you. I will praise you. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself.
Holy Spirit, please make plain to me the truth. The truth about me and my life. I need to know. Is there something I have done or am doing that makes it hard for you to get through to me with whatever hope and help you could give me? If there is, please show me. If there's anything that I need to change in what I say or think or do, anything at all, please show me. And help me to do what it is that you say. Help me to be true to your word. Amen.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for his own disciples, asking his Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for his help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask him in your own words.
Jesus, I admit right now, it's hard for me to pray. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like asking. I don't feel much of anything. But you said to come to you and to ask you when we have needs. You said that we're to cast all of our cares, all of our burdens on you. So now I'm doing this out of obedience, God, and I'm choosing now to simply obey your word, to ask you, would you please help me? This time is maybe more than I can bear. Maybe you'll help me to bear it. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help and know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Oh Lord, how do I even begin right now to say that I will yield to you when sometimes I struggle with wondering why you didn't stop them from doing that. But I understand, God. You gave us a free will, and we will do what we will do. God, I'm just saying that I feel really awful inside, and I'm coming to you out of obedience. I don't know what else to do. God, no matter what anybody else does, says, no matter what happens, even in this situation now, I am going to choose to trust you. I am going to give you thanksgiving. I'm going to give you my gratitude, God, for the good things that you have given me in life, the things you've allowed me to see and do, the people you've allowed me to know. God, I'm going to bless your name. I choose now, Lord, to trust you and to yield to you in obedience, to follow what your word says. I will take the time that I have yet on this planet and devote it to you. I give you myself. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5. Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, Psalm 17, verse 6, Psalm 18, verse 2, and Psalm 118, verse 17. I'm calling on you to answer me, O God. Turn your ear to me and hear my words. The Lord says to you, I know my plans for you. I want you to have success. I don't want to hurt you. I will give you hope for your future. The Lord is my rock. He's a fortress protecting me.
He's the one who saves me. My God is my rock, and I run to Him for safety. He's a shield to me, the power that saves me. He's my safe place. May the God who gives hope fill you with great joy. May you find perfect peace as you trust Him. May the Holy Spirit bring and fill you with hope. I'm not going to die. I will live, and I will tell people about my God. Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
with my back against the wall. You told me when I'm troubled I should call. Tell me, Lord, then why do I feel lost? If with your blood you paid the cost. My child, at your door I stand and knock. I tried to open but the door was locked. Let me in and I will ease your hurt. For you, my son, my heart it thirsts.
When you're alone, just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman, man, girl, and boy. Be strong,
my brother, just hold on.
Hold on, hold on, yeah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, yeah. For us the world, the sun you gave, that doesn't seem to stop the rain. All of my sins you have forgave. Then why, Lord, is my heart filled with pain? Cast all your cares upon my breast. I promise for your soul you will find rest. All of your sins you should confess. Remember that this trial is just a test.
My friend, you will just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman, man, girl, and boy. Be strong, yeah.
Just hold on.
Hold on, hold on, no.
Hold on, yeah, gotta be strong.
Why should I?